system, not me. I've not come in and picked four people. You've done that. And it's right that you are the ones who commission and appoint them. So I wonder if I could ask the four of you to come up here. I have too many bits of paper in my Bible. It's hard to. Oh, Kat, you're hiding behind me.
Sorry.
Glasses, so let me just read these verses from 2 Timothy chapter 4, and then I will pray, and then I'll invite others to come and pray as well. This is Paul writing to Timothy. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favourable or unfavourable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Carry out your ministry fully. I wonder, anyone who would like to come and pray and lay on hands, whether you feel adequate, whether you feel inadequate. This isn't for the elite. If we ended up with everyone up here and no one sitting over there, that would be absolutely fine with me. Do please come on up. I'm hoping at least one person will set the way. There we go, giving confidence hopefully to a few others. Young, old, whatever you like, come on up. Be great to if you four gather in. Fantastic. So that people can pray, if you would like to grab the microphone from me, so if you can sort of wave and we'll pass it around, it'd be good to take some time over this. Let me lead us in prayer to begin with. Father, I thank you for this new church. I thank you for each member of it. I thank you for calling it to this place and for this time. And I thank you now for Kat, and for David, and for Mark, and for Coral. Thank you for the journey that you have taken each of them on in their lives. Thank you that in every season of their life, whether it has been the desert place or the fruitful place, you have been with them, and you have held them, and you have kept them to this time. Thank you that you have called each of them. Thank you that you have equipped each of them with the gifts that you need them to have. And today, Father God, I pray your blessing over this team and each individual who makes it up. Thank you for their faithfulness to you. I pray you would keep them close to you. You would keep them faithfully seeking you. And you would guide them. And give them patience and wisdom and grace. Give them resilience, I pray. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I pray for boldness and courage for them, and that their burden would be light, and that we as a church would support them, love them, encourage them at all times. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, I lift up Kat to you, and I ask, Father, that you will bless her, Lord, that you will fill her with your Holy Spirit from the top of her head to the tip of her toes, Father, and that you will equip her psychologically, physically, and spiritually for the role that's been bestowed upon her. And we just ask that you will give her vision and wisdom for all the circumstances she may have to encounter and the roles she will have to play. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I would just pray that you would fill each of them with your Holy Spirit. May you empower them to fulfill their role here as leaders of this church. Lord, pray for Coral, for Mark, for David, and for Kat. They would just know that you are filling them with your Holy Spirit, that your Spirit will reside in them and lead them to lead us into new fields. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And we do pray that you will give them clear sight to know what steps to take, and give them courage to then take your name.
Please, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, you said that you will build your church. Yeah. I pray that you'd let these four help you with that and know the building plans, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, I thank you that all four of these people are naturally gifted. But we pray, Lord, that they will be able to be supernaturally gifted to lead us, that they will not rely on their own strength and their own wisdom, but they will call upon you to direct them every step of the way in the unity of the Spirit. And may we be all they would have us be to support them. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I just pray for a special anointing from up high. It'll be your anointing, not one of mine, but both of you, Lord God. So I just pray, Father, that you unite them for you, leaders. Lord God, they have all been appointed by you. I just pray, Father, that you give me the evidence. I just thank you for the humility of heart to be leading our church at this moment. And I just pray, Father, that we know that it is you leading them, not them leading us. So I just pray, Father, for your very special anointing of wisdom. So I'd like to give them all your eyes, so Father. Just talk to us and you've been anointed with your special eyes to know the way forward. They won't have any indecision, any wondering, is this right, is this wrong, because they'll know completely clearly, because you are the one who's anointed them.
Yeah.
So I just pray, Father, for clarity, for the way forward. So maybe not be any impatience as to who are working out or not. I just pray, Father, that they will just be flooded with you, that you are supporting them throughout the world. I just thank you for that.
So may you know that you have been called and commissioned by the Father. May you serve in the name of Jesus, and may you be empowered by the Holy Spirit as you take up these roles and you seek to discharge them, not to the best of your ability, but to the best of the ability of the Spirit who lives inside of you, which means there is no limit and there is no cap on what can be achieved and what can be done through you.